the richest prize in sport. Broadcast on BBC Television, 14th of March, 1968.
I've always wanted to be the world champion ever since I first heard of Rocky Marciano. I remember one night I was in a car hitchhiking a ride home from the gymnasium, and Marciano was fighting Walt Carlow, somebody, there's a Charles or somebody, and I remember when the man said, "In this corner, the heavyweight champion of the whole world, Rocky Marciano," and that's just so much glory. It sounds so good. Here I am, a little boy in Kentucky. I caught hell scuffling with the boys in my neighborhood. And just to think, the champion of the whole big world, the champion of all Europe, America, Asia, Africa, Japan, China, everywhere, the champion of the world. I always wanted to get that title, and I've been scuffling and working towards it, and I finally got it.
Britain met him for the first time in 1963. He wasn't champion yet, but he was already world famous, the man who predicted the round and always seemed to be right. He was here to fight Henry Cooper. Cooper would shake him.
I won the fight for three rounds, and I got careless I predicted five that night. And I just started taking it easy, figuring that I would put the heat on him in five. He caught me in the corner, and he hit me with a left hook, and it was a hard one. And immediately I went down, but I got right back up, because when you're in good physical condition, hard punches really don't sting you too long. They come right off. So that's what happened there. He did tag me with a solid punch, and one of the hardest that I've ever been hit.
Time, 1 minute, 15 seconds of the fifth round. The referee stops the contest. Play the winner.
Well, in those days, I was campaigning. When I first got into the ranking, people like Henry Cooper I couldn't whoop at that time when I first started. People like Zora Foley, Nino Valdez, and Sonny Liston, and I wasn't too much ready for these fellas. So I said, and the only way I'm going to get to the top is to beat all of these fellas, and I'm not ready. It might take too long. I found out that promoters and people like money, whatever can draw the most, they will match it, whether it's the number one contender or the number 10 contender, and skip the rest of the in-between contenders. If the number 10 contender can draw more money than the number two contender, they'll use him. And a fellow named Gorgeous George, a wrestler from here in America, I saw him talking once about how pretty I am. I cannot be beat. He said, "Look at my beautiful silver hair. No man in the world can beat me. I'm the greatest wrestler that ever lived. When I go into that ring, I'm going to annihilate the bum. I'm beautiful." And that night when Gorgeous George went to the wrestling ring, all the ladies were booing and the people were so mad and the place was full. Everybody paid a high price to come in. The arena was full of people. And he had two blondes and a brunette carrying his robe so it wouldn't drag the ground. And if he come in the ring so proud, everybody said, "Boo, boo." He said, I'm gone, I'm beautiful. And the ladies would come and spray his hair, and they would spray some perfume under his arms. And people said, "Boo, kill the bomb, kill him." And at that moment, I said, "This is a good idea. I believe I'd start doing this." So I start talking. "I am the greatest. I cannot be beat. I'm pretty. If you keep talking jive, you'll fall in five. Look at me. I'm too beautiful to be a fighter." And the people got so mad. And that night of the fight, cars would come. People would be paying $100 for a seat. And I say, "Angelo, how much money is here?" He said, "The place is sold out." I said, "That's good. It worked."